Hello and welcome. You're listening to Times of India Sports Podcast. We call this Sportscast. My name is Akash Dasgupta, and it's really amazing that in two back-to-back episodes, I have teenage guests. If you remember the last time that I did an episode, it was with two young Indian teenagers who are powerlifting champions. And this time around, I have a 15-year-old who is in fact the youngest Indian female motorsport racer to participate internationally. Her name is Shreya Lohia, and it gives me a lot of pleasure to invite her and welcome her here to Times of India Sportscast. Shreya, thanks so much for joining us here. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here. I'm doing great. What about you?
I'm doing well as well. Thank you so much. It's good to have you on the show, Shreya. Now, you're only 15 years old, but you have already achieved a lot in the field of motorsport. Now, what I want you to do first up is talk to me a little bit about how the entire journey started. Did it start with go-karting? Did it start with something else? How old were you when you first started racing? Where did it all begin?
So I was about 9 years old when I first started racing. I didn't think of it much as, you know, a career option. Like, normally you wouldn't think of motorsports as a career because a lot of people don't know about it still. So it was basically one day when I went rental karting with my family, and we tried out go-karting just for fun. And my sister and I both tried it out. I ended up really enjoying it. It was something that I thought was, you know, different and unique, and I just ended up loving it so much. And then I think since then, you know, me and my dad, we had a conversation that, oh, you know, this was fun. My dad thought that he saw that I was really interested in it. And then he asked me if I wanted to go further into it. And I obviously agreed because it was just something so new to me. And I just felt like it was right. And he took me further into it. He got me into professional trainings. And then from there, I joined a team, and then I started participating, and I went internationally. So that's kind of where it all started.
And you were 9 years old, Shreya, when it all started. Is that right?
Yeah, I was 9 years old.
You were nine. And so far, from 9 to 15, you already have a tally of 17 national podiums that you have achieved. And you also, of course, won several national championships. For the benefit of our listeners, Shreya, if you could tell us, you first started with go-karting. Has it changed? Are you still karting? These championships that you're taking part in, are they all karting championships?
Currently, I am still in karting championships because this is the year when I turn 15, and 15 is the age I get my kart racing license. And karting is the basics of any form of motorsports for four-wheelers. So currently, I'm still in karting, and I would say this is kind of the end stage of my karting career. And this is the year where I get my, you know, kart racing license. And from the end of this year to next year is where I start getting into the big cars and stuff.
Right. So the big cars, that must be exciting, really looking forward to what the future holds.
It is very exciting. Incredibly, I just can't wait. It's a completely different experience, and to drive big cars, such powerful cars at a young age, and I'm truly, really excited.
So what really gets your adrenaline pumping, Shreya, when you're in the car and, you know, you're in the kart and you're racing? What really is the biggest motivation? Is it sort of, you know, being the best racer on the track, winning the race, or is it improving with every race that you take part?
For me, obviously, when I'm wearing the helmet and I'm on track, I want to be the best. I want to give it my all to be better than everyone else that is there. Because up to that moment, that is what we're all preparing for. All the months at home, all the days at the track, that's what we're all preparing for. So I think on track, my goal would definitely be to be the best. And also side by side, you know, improve personally as a driver and a person, because all of us always have some room for improvement. So I would say, you know, each race you learn something different, even if it went well, even if it went bad. Mm-hmm. So I would say it's a mix of both, honestly. You know, obviously being best is the goal. Yeah. And also improving a bit day by day.
Right. When it comes to motorsports, yeah, I mean, I'm sure you know this very well since you are a professional, you are racing in competitive tournaments yourself. When it comes to motorsports, it's not just about being very good in a car or on a bike. It's also about understanding and knowing the machine that you are driving or riding in and out. Considering the fact that in 2022, you were given the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar as the best female driver of the year in Indian motorsports for the year 2022, that in itself shows that you are already, for your age group, a cut above the rest. When it comes to understanding machines, that has also, in my experience, I've seen been a big motivational factor for many motorsport enthusiasts, not just the drivers, but others also involved in the sport. Is it the same for you? You want to know the intricacies and the ins and outs of every machine that you're racing?
Yeah, definitely. Because when you're in a sport, I think you have to be all in. You can't just be at one point. You have to be all in. You have to know everything. And it's a good thing to know everything, especially so if
Absolutely.
something goes wrong, you know what's happening. You won't, blame yourself for anything that wasn't your fault. You
Right.
know the technical parts of the cards, you know how it works and how it performs well, how it doesn't perform well. That's all part of the game. We learn so much, what fits us best, what setup we think is right. So yeah, I definitely am one of those people who loves to know everything.
Right, Shreya, you've of course participated in both national and international motorsports events. If I had to ask you to pick sort of your best racing memory so far, you are only 15, of course, but you have been sort of been part of this since you were 9 years old. What's been the best memory so far?
The best memory, I would say, I cherish every moment I am driving. So it would be kind of difficult to pick a best memory. But maybe moments like when I went internationally and I represented my country, those were definitely proud moments for me. And those are the ones I keep very close to my heart because it was a good representation of our country where a lot of people don't know about motorsports. And just to get that far is a big deal in itself. So I would probably say, representing my country at the highest level is one of the biggest moments for me.
And how cutthroat is the competition when it comes to kart racing, internationally? How tough is the competition there?
It is very difficult. In India itself, I would say it is pretty difficult. But obviously, when you go international, you have a bigger grid, you have a lot more drivers. It is very close. All the drivers are pushing to the limits. And it's also calculative. We're all such young kids and we're able to push the car to its limits. And, we're throwing away all our fears at that moment and just fighting, battling for the wins, for the podiums. So I would say it's really, really close. But I think with a lot of practice comes perfection as well. So all of us as drivers work towards that, and yeah, just it's all very close, and all of us are just constantly battling.
Right. I'm really happy, Shreya, that you referred to yourself as a young kid, because listening to you and just how mature you sound about your life and your passion, it's sometimes difficult to sort of remember that you're only 15 years old. But since you are, and you are in school, I have to also ask you, how difficult is it to sort of juggle schoolwork, which these days in particular can be very, very taxing, and of course it becomes tougher as you grow up. How do you juggle that with your racing career?
For the first few years in racing, I think about a year or two, I used to go to school like any other kid. But I think we found that a bit difficult with my racing schedule. We had to, keep taking leaves. Although my school was very supportive,
Right.
with exams and everything. But I think we took the easier route. So we started homeschooling since then. So from seventh grade, I've been homeschooling till now. So basically, that has probably been an easier option for us. And for now, I think it's been good so far. I'm a good student. I have been a good student in school.
Right.
So I think this is the year where it gets a bit difficult because I'm in my 10th, obviously giving board exams. But I try to manage as much as I can between races. While races are going on, I always take my books with me. I study. I try to cover up as much portion as I can, so it's not too much left for the end. So that's probably that's how I juggle, you know, sports and studies.
Right. Well, it's obviously a no-brainer when it comes to kids like you who have been sort of super achievers at a very young age, that family support plays a big role. You also mentioned homeschooling. That cannot happen unless the parents are completely on board with it. And they realize that if their kid is involved in a sport which they are really enjoying and want to pursue for as long as possible, they need to focus on that almost 100%. So everything else then works around that. And it's very clear that in your case as well, the same script has been followed. Fair to say that parents have always been very, very supportive.
Definitely. My parents have been super supportive. My whole family has been super supportive since day one. And it's, you know, it's an uncommon sport. People don't know about motorsports that much. And for my parents to let me pursue it, to, you know, let me adjust my whole life according to my racing is a big deal. And I'm super, super grateful to have such supportive parents and such a supportive family. Because even though they know that, you know, it's not a common sport, a lot of people don't know about it, they still encourage me to do my best and to get as far as I can in the sport, because they know how much I enjoy it and how special the sport is to me. So I'm super grateful for that. I, you know, cannot express how big of a role my parents have played in my career.
Right. No, that's always a script, like I said, that has to be followed because, again, sport is one sort of field in which you have to get in as early as possible, because the older you are, the more difficult it is to pick up a sport to play it full time. And in fact, the last episode that I recorded of Sportscast featured two teenagers, both girls from Mumbai, one 13, one 15, and they are into powerlifting. So it's incredible to see, you know, girls of your age, like you said, an uncommon sport, you know. So there's powerlifting and then there's you, someone who is involved so much in motorsport. What I wanted to also talk to you about is how much has the motorsport landscape changed in the short time that you have been doing, from the age of 9 to the age of 15? Because what usually happens is across sports, there are subtle changes and then there are big tectonic shifts that happen almost all the time. So have you also seen the world of motorsport, at least go-karting, change from 9 to 15?
Yes, definitely. I would say for sure, because in India, especially, motorsports hasn't been a big deal for a long time. I mean, it's been slowly, you know, gradually been getting better over the years, but we've never had like a big moment that kind of changed everything up until, I think, last year. My very own sponsor, Hyderabad Blackbirds, Hyderabad Motor Racing, they have brought the biggest changes to motorsports in India, which are giving a lot of opportunities to so many drivers. Last year itself, we had India's first street circuit in Hyderabad, where races were being held. So it was a great thing to see, because we've had circuits in India, but we never imagined a street circuit coming to India. And this year they've brought the Formula 4 Indian Championship, which has never happened before. And it's such a big boost for young drivers like me to, you know, make the move into single seaters and stuff. You know, after karting, we move into single seaters. So it is really a great opportunity for younger drivers. And this year they've also brought up the Chennai street circuit, which is a night race street circuit, which is the first time it's happening in India. And a night race that too is a great deal. So I think for the first few years of my racing, not much has happened, but I think over the past 2 years, a lot has happened. And my sponsor is currently supporting me as well a lot, so much, you know, they're helping me so much in my career so far. So I would say changes are definitely happening quickly right now.
Right. Of course, changes are happening. And like you said, you are on the cusp of graduating onto the next level of motorsport. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's a no-brainer that you would want to climb up the Formula Series. Do you have an idol? Have you had an idol, a racing idol? over the years?
My racing idol has been Michael Schumacher because he's just a great legend and the records he's made in racing. And also Lewis Hamilton, who's, contested those records. He's possibly, those two are possibly the greatest drivers in the history of Formula One. And my current favorite driver is Charles Leclerc, who's a young and talented driver. And he's also doing really well for himself. And he's world championship material. And I really look up to him and Lewis Hamilton.
Right. It's really interesting, Shreya, that you mentioned Shumi. Because, of course, I mean, we all know what Shumi achieved. But he was also before your time.
Yes.
Shumi did race well before your time. So, did you sort of, have you watched a lot of videos of Schumacher? And is that where you, sort of looked up to him as an idol?
I definitely have. Like, when I found out about motorsports and I started watching races and stuff, I did my research. I've watched so many races. I got so indulged in it. And just watching, some certain drivers race, you just get this sort of feeling that, they're your inspiration. You want to be like them. And I think watching Schumacher's races, I've gotten that sort of feeling that I want to be like him, that he's the greatest inspiration. He's one of the greatest drivers ever. So I think, he was definitely way before my time.
Yeah, he was, but of course he'll always remain one of the greats of the sport. Also, very interestingly, Shreya, because I was reading on your bio, and apart from being a motorsport racer, you are also a scuba diver, I'm told, and also a budding pistol shooter. So,
yes.
Help me out here. What is a budding pistol shooter? So, like, anytime you get, you head to the range.
So my sister, actually my elder sister, she is a national rifle shooter. She's played quite a lot of matches. She's done nationals for about 3-4 years, I guess. Interests, as it started growing, I used to go to the range with my sister. I would watch her.
Right.
It would be fun. And then, we got home. We have obviously her licensed rifle at home that cannot be used otherwise. But we also have a pistol that we keep, which is another licensed one that she uses for practice. So, whenever I'm free, whenever I feel like I want to do something different, I try that. And ever since I tried that, I tried to get better at it as much as I could, because it's another unique sport. And I find it interesting as well. And scuba diving, my family, all of us love adventure sports. So we never, back out of anything that could be fun. So anytime we're on vacation and we get the opportunity to scuba diving, we go for it. I did my first dive when I was, I think, about 8 years old.
Yeah.
So since then, it's just, we love adventure sports and we're always up for anything that challenges us.
Right. Now, that's a very common story, actually, Shia, because sports oftentimes, more often than not, runs in the family.
Exactly.
And you will see parents playing something, and then the kids pick it up, or they see their siblings and then they pick it up from there. And it's, of course, it's a very common script that plays out. You were also the first Indian female racer to receive the Vice National Champion title in 2019. Already at the age of 15, you've got multiple accolades and awards that you have won. How big sort of an inspiration or a shot in the arm are awards? Because sport, one thing that I have seen, and I've been covering sport for a long time, you of course have to be good at what you're doing, but you also have to have an incredibly competitive streak in. And it's a competitive streak which you have to, of course, confine to only your sporting world. You cannot obviously take that out into the other self. But it's very important to have that competitive streak in when you're in that cocoon of your sporting world. How, in that context, how sort of important are awards and accolades and achievements?
I would say, we work so hard off track and on track to get the results that we want to get as far as we want to. So we're obviously It's a good thing, you know, we have FMSA Awards, which is the Federation of Motorsports Clubs of India Awards every year. And, you know, they give you awards to appreciate your efforts, and they bring you on this stage where you get to meet so many different other drivers, other racers, bikers, so many different from all different fields. And it's always a proud feeling, because you feel like you've done really well. And those are moments that, you know, as an athlete in general, not just as a racing driver, as an athlete, I don't think we are truly satisfied with our performance ever. Even if we've done everything humanly possible, we wouldn't be satisfied with the kids, because we always like to push ourselves to the limit, and maybe more sometimes, because we always like to extract the very last bit out of ourselves, out of our performance. So I think those are some moments out of the racing track, out of performance areas, you get to, you know, kind of enjoy it. You get to actually take in your success and be happy for those few moments, and just, you know, seeing those trophies again, sitting at your home, sitting those awards, you feel so much happiness that, okay, I've done this, I deserved it, and this is all happening because of my hard work. So it's a good sense of, you know, relief, of happiness, that of joy, that, you know, we've earned this, and all of this is for us and our hard work.
Right. Absolutely. I understand what you're saying, and it makes a lot of sense. Another thing that, you know, a lot of, I would say actually most athletes have, is that they have that one very special someone in their lives who they can sit down and analyze everything that they've done on the field or on the track or whatever sport that they're playing with. It can be a parent, it can be a sibling, it can be a coach, it can be an analyst, you know, it can be a whole host of people. Who is that person in your life who you sit down and talk about your races?
In my life, I think the closest to me would be my coach. His name is Vishnu, sir. He's not been attending the past few races, but he's been with me for a long time. And he's just the greatest example of a coach you could ever find. He himself is a 14-time national champion, and he's just a great inspiration. You can just hear, you know, his passion for racing at any time he talks about it. And anytime I would have a doubt, or I would have some self-doubts, you know, about myself, about my performance, I would go to him. He would sit down with me, he would discuss everything, he would tell me, you know, that he would tell me that I have a lot of potential, and that things happen. This is racing, you know, this is sports. This is how it happens. He always had an answer for everything, and he would be there to support through the bad times, through the good times. He would always be there. I think he's the sort of person that I would sit down with and discuss anything with, whether it would be racing, it would be technical stuff, it would be, you know, just mental, just thoughts about racing, what goes on in the mind while racing. I could talk to him about anything.
Well, that's fantastic. And it's really amazing to see your journey so far, because kids, of course, have been taking up sport for a long time across the world, across decades and centuries. What's happening more and more in our country, in India, is that you're finding young girls taking up sport at a very sort of very young age. It's almost as if there's been an evolutionary change where the kids these days, like you, are very clear in their thought processes about what they want to do. Of course, family support then matters, what your family situation is, that matters, where you're coming from, etc. But if you have your goal in mind, and if you have the family support, then starting that journey early becomes easier. And it's fantastic to see that that's happening more and more in our country, because then that gives the country more chances of producing champions, you know, across sports. It was fascinating talking to you, Shreya. Before we wrap up, just wanted to ask you one final thing. You're only 15.
Yeah.
In 5 years' time, when you're 20, where would you like to be as far as your motorsport career is concerned?
In 5 years' time, I would definitely like to be somewhere in the middle of the Formula ladder, or maybe as far as I can get, you know, because my ultimate goal is to reach Formula One. So I hope, if all goes well, if we're able to, you know, get funds for racing, we're able to continue till then, I would like to see myself somewhere in the Formula ladder, maybe at the highest steps, around Maybe Formula 3, Formula 2 is where I would want to see myself in 5 years.
All right. That's a fantastic answer. And it shows just how confident you are, and not just confident, but also that you have a roadmap in mind for yourself as well. I would like to wish you all the very best, Shreya. It was great talking to you.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Yes, it was fantastic talking to you, and may all your dreams come true. Thank you, Shreya.